RJ, this is Bijan. Can you hear me?
Recording has started.
RJ, can you hear me?
من نمیتونم باز کنم میکروفون.
Okay, RJ. As you know, you're going to be doing step 1, 2, and 3. And having said that, you have the platform. And do me a favor, keep your sentences short so I can follow up.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I'm glad you can hear me. Sorry about the
no worries.
Mix-up. Well, I'm RJ, alcoholic addict.
من RJ هستم، الکلی و معتاد.
Sorry, I'm trying to set it up. Okay.
Okay.
Well, it's good to be on and finally on. I got my coffee. As I said, I like American problems. So there's coffee in that big cup there.
You know, you're hanging. You're
coffee.
You're
you have to live with the
I
coffee.
Don't know why. Your computer is freezing.
I'm in. Raining. You can hear me good, right?
I can hear you, but your picture is frozen.
Can you see?
It's okay.
Can you hear
like,
me?
Keep talking because I need to have your voice. That's the main thing. Yes. Now I can hear you.
Okay,
It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Go.
Okay. Well, let me think. It's hard to say when I had my first drink. It was, you know, I was one of those babies that mom put the alcohol on the gums when I had the teeth coming in.
Okay.
So.
All right. میگویم که من برای مشکلی که به شما بگم دقیقا چه موقع شروع کردم به مشروبکاری، ولی فکر میکنم زمانی که این در سن طفولیت و بچگی بودم من مشروب رو از مادرم توی دهانم گذاشته باشه، یه همچی چیزی میگه. آها.
You know, I was just a little baby then, but I'd say it started out, I grew up in, you know, not the perfect family. Mom and dad were both addicts. And
okay. میگویند که من در یک خانواده آنچنان درست حسابی به دنیا نیومدم، رشد نکردم. پدر من ایشون معتاد بود. ایشون دارن یه سیگار میکشند. Yes.
Yes, so not the best role models growing up. Dad, the guys that I really looked up to, I kind of grew up in a bar. All these guys rode motorcycles, and I looked up to these guys with the fancy leather on and the chains and all these other things.
Uh-huh.
My dad was involved with this.
Okay. میگویند که من در یک محیطی به دنیا آمدم که پدر من هی دائما سر به این بارهای مشروبخوری میزد، و اونجا هم یه عده آقایین لاتولوتا و موتورسوارا بودن که اینا به گردنشون از این گردنبند های آنچنانی و زنجیر و از این چیزایی که خب اینجا خیلی مطرح است که این موتور سوارا میکنن، و من همچین رشدی در همچین محیطی در ابتدا شروع کردم به شناسایی دوروبر و اطراف خودم. یا سارجه
Okay, can't hear you anymore.
Yeah, I can't, you cannot hear me?
You can still hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Yes. So you
anyway.
Left off with a bar environment. And
yeah, so that was kind of how I grew up. I grew up here in New York City. But I remember even then, as I'm, you know, older, I said when I was a baby, they put it on my gums and... But sneaking over to the guys and them sneaking me little drinks so my mom couldn't see.
میگویند که من یادم میاد که همون موقعی که بچه بودم و اینا یواشکی میرفتم و پیش اون دوستا و آقایون لاتا که مشروب میخوردن و این عرازل و باش و بنده اونجا یواشکی بدون که ننم متوجه مادرم متوجه بشه یه مشروبی مینداختم بالا، اونا هم به من لطف میکردن و این کار رو انجام میدن. Yes.
Yes, I mean, so anyway, growing up later on, I always would say I'm never going to, I don't want to end up like my dad. And that was a big thing for me. And I would just say that, and every single thing, all my actions were doing exactly the things he was doing.
Okay. برخلاف اون که تصورات من بود، من به خودم قول دادم و در کله خودم اینو دیکته کردم که آقا من وقتی که بزرگ بشم به هیچ وجه هیچ شکل و شمایلی مثل پدرم نخواهم شد و اصلا اون الگو رو تکرار نخواهم کرد و اینو به هر حال خب میبینیم که نشد که بشه اونطوری. Yes.
Okay, so growing up getting involved with the wrong people, and just drinking was always a part of it. The actual first time was with another group from high school and like junior high, older guys, and I wanted to show them how I could drink, you know, the first time, and let me show these older guys what I could do and my beer muscles.
Okay. میگویند که من یه داستانای اینجا هست که خب من در زمانی که در دبیرستان داشتم مثلا کلاس میرفتم و اینا با گنده تر از خودم میپریدم، با بچه‌هایی که چند سال جلوتر از بود خودم بودم میپریدم و همیشه سعی میکردم که به اونا نشون میدم که مشروب خور واقعی منم، مرد حسابیم، من بیشتر میتونم مشروب بخورم و اونا رو یه جورایی مثلا حالت مسابقه بود که من بهشون بگم من بهترم و بیشتر میتونم واردترم.
So fast forward later, lots of trouble. Like a cat, I just had my 9 lives.
Okay.
I guess every way before I wanted to really like, you know, end my life, like shot, stabbed, everything you can imagine. And I just kept living for some reason.
Okay. میگوید که من یک مثل اینجا یه مثالی هست که میگن یک گربه چند تا 9 تا جون داره، 9 مرتبه میتونه زندگی بکنه و من یه همچی داستانایی رو داشتم طی میکردم در زندگیم پیش میومد و من به هر حال هر طوری که بود با تمام این تفاصیل بالا پایین ها و این اتفاقات رو گفتم من برخواد به ادامه زندگی خودم محبت بودم و ادامه دارم.
Good. Okay. It froze up.
You're froze. You're
froze. You hear me?
I can hear you, but your picture is frozen.
Oh, man.
There must be a reception issue over there, huh? Okay, now I can see
you
moving. Yes.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, that's better.
Technology.
Sorry. I know. Next time, I'll
damn
be inside.
Technology.
No, I'll be inside when I do this again, so it won't be such a hassle. All right, so anyway, years later, death-defying all these things, like both parents are deceased now. My dad was young, of course, when he died. He was only 34.
Wow.
Yeah, mom, she passed away too. She was like, you know, young, 52. But it was always trouble. I remember always, you know, my dad would trouble him. They actually like, you know, let him out of prison to die. It was that bad. So I kind of took that same route and institutions and all these other things later on.
Okay. So are you telling me that your mom also passed away due to the after effect the causes and conditions, or no, it was a different story? Your mom. Your mom passed away at 53.
No, both turned into cancer.
It was related to the disease?
Too, yeah.
Okay. All right, let me pass this on.
It was.
Okay, RJ, give me a sec. میگویند که پدرم در سن 34 سالگی دنیا را ترک گفتن، اونم به خاطر این بود که به خاطر اعتیاد و البته ایشون زندان کشید و خلاصه ماجراهای بسیار که مربوط میشه با در رابطه با مشروب‌خواری و اعتیاد. مادرش هم به همین طور، منتها مادرش 52 سالش بود که دار فانی رو ودا گفتن و این واقعا مفهوم تراجیک، داستان بسیار تراجیکی است، ولی خب به هر حال ایشون تونستن که زنده بمونن. آر جی یورز.
Okay, yeah, to sum it up, I mean, you know, life got pretty bad. You know, I mentioned earlier, here I was like, you know, almost dying, but then it was like the point to where I wanted to die, you know. That's how bad it got. I went to my first, TC, it's called, you know, therapeutic community, when I was just, an adolescent, you know, and it kind of started there. I guess like my road to recovery. You know, I didn't really want to hear anything at first, of course. You know, I was a young punk kid and thought I knew everything.
Right.
Some days I still do some days.
Yeah. Okay. میگوید که من در همین دوران بسیار نوجوانیم بود که اینجا ما رو بندر هدایت کردن به محلی که اونجا تراپی هایی که انجام میدادن مربوط به همون وساق کارهای دولتی بود که در اختیار بچه های معتاد و الکلی میذاشتن و هر شبت که، ولی خب من یه آدمی بودم که بسیار آدم یاغی بودم، افسونی نمی کردم و خیلی این داستان برام فکر میکردم که من همه چیزو میدونم، اینا یه مش آدم های لومپن هستن، حالیشون نیستی چی. در نتیجه این داستان ها رو اون موقع من باش درگیر بود. اوکی؟ آجه؟
I remember being young, my mom used to mention to me, like, you better be really careful, like, you have alcoholic and addict-prone blood. And I never understood what she meant, you know? And today, I understand more what she means by that, you know?
Uh-huh.
Where did I leave off? Okay, so
okay.
It came, you want me to wait?
Okay, let me just throw this in. میگوید که من مادرم همیشه به من تذکر میداد که ما یک بیماری خانوادگی ارثی داریم که منتقل شده به همدیگه و این یک ارث وراثتی شده این داستان و خب این چیزی بود که همیشه گوش من مادرم میخوند و به من توضیحاتی از این باره میداد و واقعا زندگی بسیار ناهموار و غم انگیز و پر از تلاطم و آشوب بود. آرژه؟
So it got, well, from the start to, and then so I'll fast forward to years later, I had, you know, what I thought. For me, it didn't matter. I couldn't, I really had to be ready, you know, to want to do this and really, accept it that, like, you know, cause I had so many, what I thought were bottoms, or, you know, institutions, prisons, all that. It wasn't even bottoms for me, you know. The bottom came to where I just, it was, you know, it wasn't even like I was, like, broke. I had a job, everything. I just, like, didn't want to live anymore. It was that.
Okay.
The pain inside.
All right. میگوید که من در این سالها بارها خوردم به زمین، بارها به جایی که باید برسم و فکر میکردم که اینجا دیگه آخر خطه و سعی میکردم که ترک اعتیاد بکنم، ترک مشروب‌خواری بکنم، ولی عجیب بود با وجودی که این اتفاقات میافتاد من باز هم ادامه میدادم، سرسختی میکردم و با زمانی که حتی صاحب شغلی هم بودم باز هم با این روش و با این حال اصلا نشون که برام یه چیز غیر قابل امکانی شده بود که بتونم به اعتیاد و مشروب خاری خودم پایان بدم و ترک اعتیاد و مشروب خاری بکنم. آرژه؟
So I would say, that was my bottom. I was a while back and...
You're freezing. I lost you. I lost you totally.
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, sorry. I'll stay right there.
You want to go up on the rooftop?
So I remember. Yes, I'm on the rooftop, yeah.
Oh,
it was nice.
Okay.
I'm flipping around. I'll show you the view. Instead of my mug, you'd rather see the view.
Okay.
So I remember, you know, going to my first meeting, but the first time I went actually was for a girl. I used to talk to this girl that I met, and she kept telling me like about this AA thing. I really went just to hook up with her, really.
Uh-huh.
And she would tell me over the phone. She was trying to convince me that I was an alcoholic.
Okay.
She would.
Let me do that. میگوید که برای مرتبه اولی که من وارد جلسه شدم به خاطر این بود که با یه خانومی اونم از طریق تلفن به من زنگ زد و صحبت کرد و ایشون خیلی اصرار داشت اون بچه AA بود و توی برنامه بود ولی خب من نبودم و خیلی اصرار داشت من تشویق میکرد که منو ببره و خب منم واقعا اون چیزی که نهایتاً در فکرم و قلبم بود این بود که دختر خانم رو به اصطلاح بلندش کنم برم مثلا باش بیرون این حرفا بشین مثلا دوست پسر دوست دختر ولی خب اون یک منظور دیگه‌ای در سرش داشت اون خانم و میخواست من رو ببره و به من میگفت آقا تو الکلی هستی معتادی گیر گرفتاری داری و این روال همینطوری ادامه داشت آرژه؟
Yeah, so there was no way I was going to admit to that. She would tell me like, you know, oh, if you're not an alcoholic, then just stop drinking for one day. You know, and of course, I didn't want to hear that. I would say, you know, well, I don't want to. I can if I want to, but I just don't want to, you know. So that was the first taste kind of AA. And then I would say, okay.
میگید که خب این داستان این که از اصرار از ایشون و انکار از بنده مدتی طول کشید و اون مرتب میگفت تو الکلی هستی میگفتم من نیستم میگفت تو اگه نیستی پس چرا ادامه میدی و من جواب میدم که نه واسه اینکه من حال میکنم دلم میخواد تصمیمم اینه برای اینکه من میتونم ولی این کارو میخوام انجام بدم به هر حال برای اینکه خب این دارم باش حال میکنم و این داستان مجادلات و این کشمکش ها همینطور ادامه و ادامه و ادامه پیدا کرد. حالا ببینیم که بعداً ایشون رفته روی پشت بام یک محلی در این ساختمان و اونجا آنتن هم ما نداریم. الان داره دنبال فندق و سیگار این حرفو می‌گرده و جان سرسیده زیادی هست. آجو I'm yours if you're ready.
Okay. Anyway, so I guess years later, that I come up to now, where I'm staying that day, where I was just tired of life and couldn't take it anymore.
نه بالاخره من خسته شدم از دیگه بیشتر از این نمیتونستم تحمل بکنم و روزگارم سیاه شد و خیلی بد شد اوضاع احوالم و دیگه طاقتم تاق شده بود مراقم به ته دیگ رسید. Yes.
And I would say, like, you know, to me it wasn't as long as it seemed like I had a job, you know, like spending $30,000 in a weekend was, you know, like didn't seem bad. That's all right. I'll just make it back. I went through $30,000 in a weekend.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, you know, Friday, starting on Friday, of course, you know. But
oh, my God.
That's kind of how the kind of addict I am. I have to take it to the extremes.
whoa. Okay. میگه این اعتیاد من رو به جایی رسوند مصرف من طوری شد که من مصرفم برای یک آخر هفته یعنی از جمعه اینجا شروع بشه تا یک شنبه شب منتهی بشه به دوشنبه $30,000 حالا دوستان خودتون $30,000 رو ضرب کنید در 20,000 تومان یا هر چقدر که هست ببینید چه عدد وحشتناک و نجومی میشه یک هفته کارم به اونجا رسیده بود که این مصرف شدید من اینطوری شده بود. واو. یا سرچه.
I guess I'm so. Anyway, that's pretty. Yeah, that's the extreme I go to where.
Okay.
And then nothing else matters. The job, the job doesn't matter anymore, and I throw that away.
Okay.
You know, any relationships. So you know, things are so different today. It's really it's really amazing how life. I used to really hate that word when I came in. Everyone would be talking about life was amazing, and that didn't sit right with me. You know, they're talking about it's amazing after you know a month of sobriety. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? in the beginning.
Okay. Let me get that. میگویند که خب من بالاخره آمدم و ملحق شدم و اتصال پیدا کردم. در اون ابتدا همه می اومدن میشنیدم دور و بر بچه ها که آقا عجب زندگی با حالیه بخ چه چه چقدر زندگی قشنگه بهشت برینه حال میکردن خیلی بچه ها همش تو حال حول بودن و انگار که مثلا در یک اصلا دنیای دیگری اصلا در صورتی که من اصلا چیزی رو نمیتونستم لمس کنم بفهمم چی میگن اینا یه مش دیوونن اینا اصلا این حرفا چرت و پرت میزنن ولی خب دیگه این وضعیتی بود که در ابتدای ورود من به جلسات بود و این خاطره است که ایشون دارن آرژی
Yeah, so let's say my AA journey began. So they told me, they said when I sat, you know, in my first meeting I, at the beginner's table, I was kind of like, well, you know, what can I talk about? And they said, anything you want. So honestly, I don't know if you concur, I won't curse, but, you know, I sat and pretty much said that everyone in the room was full of it. They were all lying. It was like, you know, come on, everything's so rosy all of a sudden. Still fighting it. Still holding on to that last bit of power I thought I had, you know. But anyway, after the meeting, you know, I thought someone was going to come up and maybe hit me in the face. But they came up and they hugged, and they tried and they hugged me and they said, come back, you know, and like asked me to go out to coffee with them. And I was like, these people are crazy. You know, this is where I need to be with a bunch of crazy people.
آه، اول میگه که بازوره برمیاد به خاطرات ابتدایی و همون روزهای اولی که در جلسات میومد. میگفت من اصلا این داستانهایی که اینا میگفتن، صحبتهایی که میکردن، خندههایی که میکردن، اشکالی که میکردن، هیچ کدام اینا رو به هیچ وجه قبول نمیداشتم. من بعد بهشون میگفتم شما که یه مش چرت و پرت میگید، یه مش دیونه دارم دیگه جمع شدین، من میتونم که اون چیزی که احساس میکنم بگم. و بهش گفتن صد درصد البته که باید بگی. و ایشون از حال خودش صحبت میکرده، از وضعیتی که داشته صحبت میکرده، از اون ناراحتی هایی که در اون موقع باش مواجه بوده میگفته و خلاصه رود پوده خودش میریخته بیرون، از قلبش حرف میزده و بعد فکر میکرده که خب حالا این حرفایی که این زده بر ضد تمام صحبت هایی که اونجا شده، حالا مثلا بعد از جلسه میان یا میندازنش اونجا بیرون یا میگن برنگرد یا کتکش میزنن یا بهش دریوری میگن. ولی تعجب کرده بود که این جلسه تموم شده و ایده اومدن دوربرش گرفتن دارن رو آغوش میگیرنش، بهش حال میدن، دست میدن، میگن بهش برگرد خوبه خودت. از این صحبت ها don't go too far.
I'm done. No, I love listening to you. It's great. It's giving me chills. So today, now, you know, I'm in AA, I meet with the group. We've been, since this whole pandemic thing, we have a meeting that we meet outside. And my life, you know, as they say, I live with, like, purpose and passion today. You know, there's a reason for me still being alive today. You know, I guess that could kind of take us, you know, into the steps, you know, with AA and the steps in my life. I'm able to do that.
Okay. So, RJ, you want to give us the your sobriety date as well while you're at it? You didn't ever say anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure. Sorry about that.
No worries.
July 24th. So I'll be coming up on 9 years. Wow, already July again. So 9 years in July.
Uh-huh. Okay. میگوید که آقای RJ میفرماید که من... در این ماه جولای که پیش رو داریم، ژوئیه به قول فرانسوی یا جولای انگلیسی، ایشون در 24 جولای تولد 9 سالگیشون خواهد بود و بعد از این همه صحبتایی که کردن و گفتن که من چه جاهای بدی بودم و اصلا احساس تعلق نداشتم، اصلا با این چیزا اعتقاد نداشتم، الان خیلی یک حالت 180 درجه دور زدنی که اتفاق براش افتاده تو زندگی، که اصلا زیر رو شده، سیاه به سفید تبدیل شده و خیلی حال و حول میکنه با زندگی، داره عشق میکنه، خوشش میاد از زندگی، خیلی شاکر و سپاسگزاره. آرژه؟
Well, anyway, like I said, so I lived with this passion today, you know. Life is...
What are you doing?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So step one, and admitted we're powerless over alcohol,
yes,
that our lives have become unmanageable. You know, that, yes, that's, I'd say that's unmanageable, you know. Spending money, yeah, like that in a weekend and,
yes,
not wanting to live anymore. You know, at the time, right, I was a doorman, and I would go up onto the roofs of buildings and really just want to jump off. It was, you know. So that's powerlessness. You know, I had
okay
to really...
Okay. Let me touch on that. میگوید که از در رابطه با قدم اول که من زندگیم به کل درهم بیفته و برهم بیفته و بدبختی و بیچارگی نصیب من بود، من خب این همه بیچارگی هایی که چشیدم، زندگی من کاملا یک جهنمی شده بود و من کاملا در رابطه با این موضوع احساس ناتوانی غریب و شدیدی داشتم و خب این در رابطه با قدم اول بود که عجز من به کل ثابت شد که من کجا هستم و زندگیم چطوری دگرگون شده بود به خاطر اعتیاد و مشروب کاری. RJ.
So yeah, it's really a new life for me. You know,
yeah,
when I started doing the steps, they say that, you know, that step one is like, you know, the first day of a new start. You know, a new,
uh-huh,
a new life.
Uh-huh.
And I was all for that. You know,
okay,
I didn't want that old life anymore.
Okay.
So I can heal. The healing begins.
All right. Okay. میگویند که من با شروع کار کرده قدم ها احساسم عوض شد و به حالت شفا درمانی یه جورایی افتادم. چون که اصلا رفت روی تراس، رفت اون بر. و داشتم دیگه خیلی حالم بهتر شده، رفته بیرون داره الان ورزشم میکنه، زار ماشاءالله. من خیلی جالبه، در حال میگو این سرگذشت ها و بدبختی هایی که کشتم الان خیلی واقعا سپاسگزارم از اون چی که دارم در حال حاضر. آجه،
so now what sucks is I have to surrender, right? They tell me I have to surrender,
mm-hmm,
and like and be willing and do the effort and take action. Wow.
Uh-huh.
What they say, what a tall order.
Ah, yes. میگن که در برنامه به من گوشزد شد که خب حالا شما باید بیه تسلیم محض بشی بدون بلا شرط و بعدش هم تا اقدامات بشی و شروع کنی به کار کرده قدم ها. یعنی قسمت ابتداییش که فقط همون پذیرا شدن در قدم اول، دیگه بعد از اینها که پذیرا شدن و قبول کردن و این حرف ها هست، حالا دیگه باید شما برید تو داستان دیگری که شروع به اقدام و برداشتن قدم. یه سال جو So you are up on step two?
Step two, okay. Yeah, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves will restore us to sanity. That gives me hope, you know, so that something can restore me to sanity.
Uh-huh.
And that's a daily reprieve, they say, you know. I have to,
uh-huh,
do that every day. I need,
uh-huh,
to be restored back to sanity.
Right. میگویند که درباره قدم دوم که بخوام صحبتی بکنم، خب این داستان اینه که من هر روز باید به این قدم دو خودم متوسل کنم و اون نیروی برتر رو من باید خودم رو یه جوری بهش وصل بدم که منو برگردونه به اون عقلی که باید داشته باشم، از این حالت دیوانگی و غیر متعادل یا که نرمال نیست، منو برگردونه به حالت عادی و منو میزون کنه، بذاره وسط در حالت نه چپ نه راست، درست در جایی که باید باشم، منو سانترم بکنه، سانتر درست. و این برام اتفاق میفته و من هر روزم باید این کارو بکنم و این در رابطه با قدم دوشون دارم حرف میزنم. آرژه
So for me that's you know something greater than myself. Only that's outside of myself. Even you know for me AA is even a power greater than myself. You know something to get me out of that craziness, like when I feel hopeless and like you know my alcoholism wants to take over again. Mm-hmm. My higher power, I have to stop and really so it's a part of everyday living.
Right. اوکی okay. میگن پس در نتیجه این چیزی که برای من اتفاق افتاده و من اعتقاد کامل پیدا کردم اینه که الکلی‌های گمنام برای من قدرت برتر، قدرت مافوق. من هر روز باید از این منشأ انرژی و قدرت استفاده بکنم که منو نگه داره، بتونم ادامه زندگی بدم و بتونم بر موازین قدم‌ها زندگیمو پیش ببرم. آرژه
Let's see. So, well, this too shall pass. That I love the saying that I'm reminded of every morning when I meet with these guys. You know, donut holes were called, and we meet outside. And but this too shall pass. That's for everything that goes through my mind.
What do you mean you meet outside?
We have a meeting here in New York.
Uh-huh.
An AA meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been meeting, you know, okay. this whole time, every day, snow, rain.
So they ground you, so to speak, when you have your outside meeting and, like, physically, you know, it's happening and you sit around each other and talk and all that, right?
Yeah, just okay. talking,
yeah. Yeah. میگوید که خب من در روزها اینجا در جلساتی که جلسه ای که حضور پیدا میکنم در این جلسه احساس تعلق دارم، اون نیرویی که باید به من منتقل بشه از طریق این اعضا که دور هم هستیم من اونو حس میکنم و به این ترتیب روزهای من گذرا میشه. حاجه
I guess we're up to step 3. Made a decision to turn our lives over the care of God. As we understood him,
right.
Like I said, that's a daily thing. Every day, I have to make that decision. When I start thinking that I'm in charge again, someone said, I think it's almost like what's it called, life and sobriety, or like surfing. You know, some days you're gonna get rough waves, and some days you're gonna get real nice surf. So that's a decision I have to make, and I made that decision, and I decided to, you know, to stay alive and live with purpose and
okay.
have the right decisions.
Okay,
today.
Hold it right there. Okay. میگویید که حال رسیدیم به قدم سوم که من تصمیم گرفتم که اراده و زندگیم به خدا، به اون پروردگار یا اون قدرت موفق واگذار کنم و این کار من طور روزمره انجام میدم و این نیرویی است که منو جلو میبره، قدرت برتر منه. من خودمو بهش اتصال دادم و دائما در با هم در مجاورت اون هستم، احساسش میکنم. اتصال من هر روز مرتب ادامه پیدا میکنه. So you, wow, that's a good height.
Way up there. This is my sanctuary.
You're coming so clear now. Your voice is so
clear.
Is it clear?
Ah.
Yeah.
This whole time, now it's all clear.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway, that's how I live my life today. I have to put that first, you know. My mental health, my physical health, everything. When mm-hmm. I start to let that slip, because I've tried living without AA and being just a dry drunk, and it sucks.
Uh-huh.
It's a sucky uh-huh. way to live, you know, and it's just uh-huh. kind of misery and pain, and I'm trying to be done with misery and pain today.
Okay, okay. اوکی. میگوید که میگوید که من خب نحوه زندگی ما عوض کردم، روش من روش قبل دیگه نیست. اون زمانی که اعتقاد داشتم که حتی در اون مدت اوائلی که به این برنامه آمدم چون برابر کار می کردم و اینجا یک حالت الکلی داشتم که فقط آمده بودم بدون مصرف و کار دیگه هم نمی کردم و به خاطر همین این یک خصوصیتی پیش میاره که به اینجا بهش میگن درایگ درانک. البته این مشخصاتش خیلی واضحه، کسی که قدم رو کار نکنه، کسی که توی برنامه نیست، جزء اعضا نیست، تعهد نداره، خدمت نمیده و تمام این چیزها هست، منهای این که فقط ایشون مشروب نمیخورن. خب یه اثراتی داره و اثراتش خیلی ناگواره، برای اثرات روحی میذاره و این نشون میده به طرف که از زندگی راضی نیست، خوشنودی هم نداره، به خاطر اینکه خب قدم کار نمیکنه و و و و چیزهای دیگه در راه روحانی ها قدم بر نمیداره. ایشون روی اون تراسی که هستن دارن نشون میدن که نیویورک وضعیت ابری هوا و ساختمان های حساب آسمان فراشا و غیره و ایشون الان بیرون. آجی your floor is yours again.
I mean, see, so life is better today. Okay. I live happier today. The mornings are still a little rough, of course, but after I get up and I stretch the old back out, I feel better. Because of AA, because I finally admitted I was powerless. You know, I have no control over this. I need something else that's going to take care of that. So peace and love, life is good.
میگن که خب زندگی به خاطر اینکه من الان وارد شدم و خودم قاطی کردم تو این برنامه ها و با اعضا و برنامه الکلی های گمنام هستم، زندگی بهتره. من بعضی صبح های خود حالم گرفته است، ولی خب عجب بعد از مدتی که خودم رو متصل میکنم کم راه میفتم، باز دوباره میزون میشم و میام برمیگردم به زندگی، لبخند میزنم، از زندگی لذت میبرم، زندگی برای من خوبه، حال میکنم با زندگی. آجه
alright, I don't know what else can I say here.
I don't know, if you have anything else to say, otherwise we'll wrap it. What's up to you?
I think it's great to keep this meeting going. Someone said, like, some people really don't know what they're talking about. They think that, you know, other countries, this and that, don't have AA, and that's ridiculous. Uh-huh. AA is all over, every single, all over. So I have a brother and sisterhood all over the world, which amazes me. And it's a good one. It's not, you know, I used to want the other one, and now I have that. I have people that want to see me do well today. And that's good. That's a good feeling. It's nice to wake up thinking about that.
You know, RJ, we do have one thing in common. That's a language of heart, as you know and I know.
Yes. So
if you are wrapping it, let me convey the message. And if you have nothing else to say, we will call it complete, whatever you want.
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you. Thanks again for having me.
Okay, let me convey the message. Thank you, Arjun, for your time. It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure talking to you and doing the menial job on my behalf.
Thank you so much. Take care. God bless.
Take care, man. Good luck.